T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560. Take you guys up until 2 o'clock.
Man, this is 90s. Y'all can't beat this music.
That's what I'm saying too, dude. I always say that about this music.
Listen to music, right? Now I can't understand what the hell they saying. The beats all sound the same, right?
You're classic, Toby.
That's what I say too, dude. You're classic.
You know what he does? They call me the Rain Cloud. This dude rains on more thoughts that I have than anybody.
It's not true, man.
Really? We talking about 90s R&B and hip hop.
Oh, and the best.
Point for Toby.
Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right. Marlins are coming up soon. I think Marlins start at 110. So we got that coming up.
So you, let me ask you this. You would kick the tires on D-Hop?
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Nah. Wide receiver set.
So running back.
I don't know.
No, it is. Like, dude, there's no other team in the NFL. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. There's no other team in the NFL that had two running backs average 5 yards a carry. Okay? And you want.
Well, they weren't the whole
and
season.
And you want.
They weren't
what?
The whole season. They didn't average the whole. You know, Jeff Wilson came in the middle of the season.
So what?
You know. It,
so what?
Doing a little window dress.
So window. You can't window dress 5 yards to carry in the NFL. What are you doing?
Why is that hard?
How many players in the history of the NFL for a career have averaged 5 yards to carry?
25?
One, maybe two.
Jim Brown?
No.
Wow.
I want to say Barry, and it might not even be 5 yards. I don't think anybody did. And then Jamal Charles, believe it or not.
Oh. Yeah, he was good.
And that's just off the top of my head. So let me check. Let me do stats and info real quick. Keep it going. Keep it going.
All right. So the Marlins are in action. They have Heat. They will be taking on the Denver Nuggets. And that gets going today at 8:30, so we got that going on. 7 o'clock preheat, so we got that. Can I hear a little bit from Bam Adebayo? Bam Adebayo was discussing yesterday the greatness of Caleb Martin and how he's been playing lately. This was what Bam had to say about a twin and how good he's balling, doing fantastic. Or, just take my word for it. He said good things.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Running backs that average 5 yards a carry. Now, there's three quarterbacks here. I'm not counting them. Okay? And one is old as hell. Mary Motley, average 5.7. Oof. Jamal Charles, 5.4. Nick Chubb, 5.2. Jim Brown, average 5.2. Mercury Morris, 5.1.
How about that?
Aaron Jones, 5.1. Jonathan Taylor, 5.1. And Joe Perry, who nobody knows. And Gale Sayers.
He's on Aerosmith, dude.
Gale Sayers and Barry Sanders.
Point.
So that's the list. But keep in mind, Gale Sayers played 6 years. Barry Sanders played 9 years. Okay? So that is amazing. When you talk about 9 years averaging 5 yards a carry, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Jamal Charles, 10 years, average 5.4.
That's pretty good.
Right. You got two running backs average 5 yards a carry. So
what is their average of splash?
Dude. Why?
What?
Why are you doing this? Dalvin Cook, you want to know what his average is?
I would.
4.7.
It's pretty good. Guy's good. Hey.
Nobody questioned that.
And the Vikings don't want him.
Huh?
They don't want him anymore.
Nope.
It's their loss.
Priest Holmes averaged 4.6 in 10 years. That's pretty good.
What about Jay Ajayi? Why don't you look at me?
I'm not listening.
Nope. Because you're testing his patience.
Testing my patience. No chance.
I just like fun stuff, man. That's all.
Okay.
Why do you gotta judge me?
I'm not judging you.
560, you're on the air. Hey, 560, you're on the air.
Can you turn off your gold horn?
Yeah, what are you, Bobrovsky? All right, get the hell out of here. Who needs you anyway? Huh? Ridiculous. I can't wait until tomorrow's reaction when the Heat take game one, like how everybody's going to be like, man, we spent all of that day yesterday saying that Denver was going to dominate this series. And then Miami takes game one again, and they're going to be like, oh, no. What do? We said they were going to be the next Warriors. Like, what are they going to do, dude? What is ESPN going to do? What is Stephen A. Smith going to do? Is he going to debate better Miami Heat game one win, this or 99? It's hard to say. It's hard to say how they'll go with that. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But what
if
are they
somebody
do?
Says that on any?
It was already said. It was a topic today.
What hard is to say?
Oh, hard to say? Hard to say.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what starts today, too?
What?
Golf.
What? What golf?
The Jack Nicklaus in Dublin, Ohio.
Oh.
The memorial. I know that because.
The old love memorials?
No, they were asking if I was going there because Bert.
Why,
dude?
Leroy's face just said he just got. I had to give you a minus one. He went. He looked like he was. He had a Skip and Shannon moment right now.
You know what the problem is. You know what the problem is. This dude is playing Jimmy Butler defense on the show.
That's not true.
Right? You go out of your way to just. I'll make a comment. Right. Let's review.
Yeah.
In the last 2 minutes.
That was good.
I mentioned a football player.
Yeah.
You say he was in a band. Right?
Oh, the Joe Perry. That was great. That was great.
I mentioned the Memorial Golf Tournament is a big tournament in PGA.
Considered like maybe the fifth major sometimes.
No. It's big because it's one of Jack. It's yeah. Jack's event, right? Played at an awesome golf course. And what do you say to me? The old lover memorial. Right? So how am I not supposed to take out of this our last communications? How am I not supposed to take out of that this dude is playing defense against your offense? How am I not supposed to take that out of that?
It's just when it comes to, you know, Dalvin Cook, I don't want to miss a thing.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I don't think you realize it. Dalvin Cook doesn't make you that much better.
Yeah, but you would say though for your backfield to put you back in the saddle.
Minus one.
See what I'm saying?
You can't let it go. Like you can't let it go. You can't. You had three of them things. What? You had three good ones.
And then you can't quit. And then he's not gonna stop. Listen. If you keep giving him plus ones, he gonna keep going till he get minus. Because he think, oh, I am accurate today. Oh, today I'm on fire.
Oh yeah, he thinks he's he's shooting.
So basically that last one was a heat check.
A fan can dream on.
See? Why is he like this? Because it's Thursday. Right?
And it's game one of the Heat Nuggets. He's happy right now. What's going to be at the Tobin household tonight?
I don't know, dude. Who knows?
Because you said you drank a lot of beer after game six. So,
yep. As he should.
Well, game seven, you jumped into the Red Sea.
That's right.
You had to have something.
No jumps tonight. Game six is about – game one is let's set the tone. That's,
I'm
no
saying I'm saying for the Panthers, you jumped in the Red Pool.
Yep.
And then for the Heat,
yep.
You bust open a bottle of Dr. Pepper or something and then jumped in the pool again.
It was actually a bottle of Funky Buddha.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You wasting beer, dude?
I mean, it wasn't a waste to me.
No, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't like beer, but if somebody throwing it away, I try. Right? I'm not into wasting hard-earned liquor.
Fair point. Ricardo, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon, Tobes, Leroy, Vlad, J-Fig. How we doing today?
What's happening?
Good, man.
Hello.
Awesome. Just wanted to stumble upon because, I was out here doing my courses and going through things. Mm-hmm. And apparently so, mm-hmm. ESPN has yet again want to disrespect our Miami Heat organization and give us a 11% chance.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned Ricardo. We thanked them earlier for giving us – they were so generous in giving us 8% chance more in this series than they did against the Celtics. So we started off today with gratitude for ESPN. Thank you, ESPN. Thank you for such a leap of faith.
Yeah, well, I mean, more fuel to the fire, as we always say. Yep. Right? We do appreciate that. But I don't know if it was discussed earlier. I had just got on about an hour or so ago.
Listen, it has been discussed, but we appreciate you checking
in. Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
You've listened to our show a long time, right?
Yes, sir. For about 2.5 years now, I think it's been.
And you know Tobin, right? You think something like that is going to get by?
Oh, no. Like you said, I expect that to be the first thing that you just mentioned in the show today.
It came out. I still had sleep in my eyes, and he was already talking about disrespect. So,
I can tell you right now, I'm in the second segment.
Second segment.
I found disrespect in the most respectful series ever.
Yeah.
these two teams going to be more respectful for each other. I'm like, oh, what's that mean, huh?
No, listen.
By that, huh?
Can I just tell you, competition and fear of failure will ramp that up real quick, right? Because right now, nothing that happens during the game matters. When it gets to the point where it starts mattering, then things change. That's the reality of it. When you've gone all these games and all these years with some of these guys in your life, in your career, to get to this moment,
mm-hmm.
It ain't heated yet. It's heated when you see that Larry O'Brien and realize you still got to win 4 games. Then it's going to get heated.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says, Jimmy will tell the team 3 words before leaving the locker room. Walk this way.
Point for Twitcher.
That's funny, man. Because it's simple.
Take a break. Back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After this.
Connectivity. Save on essential accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for Business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Got a phone? Then you have apps. Listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app wherever you wander. It's easy to find us. Just go to the Odyssey app and search for WQAM. Make us your favorite station. And there we are, like a magical day in the Magic City.
This is 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Game night!
Game night!
What are we doing? Listen, how are we preparing for this game? Because this is what I'm going to do. After I go pick up Teaspoon, take her home, I'm going to go to the gym.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get a workout. I'm going to pace myself. Here's why. If I go home and sit in front of the TV and watch some golf, I'm going to start eating, right? And then I don't want eating. That. I ain't ready yet. I ain't ready to start eating yet. Game time is when I start eating, right before game time.
You going to eat that late? 8:30?
No, I'm going to eat, you know, I'm going to get like just a little something. I ain't going to eat heavy, right? Okay? Because then at about 7:45, we're going to turn on the jacuzzi, get my ice ready. My beverages, right? Get them all right out by the jacuzzi, ready to go. Get my speaker in the right position. Because at 8:39, because you know that game ain't starting at 8:30, which is another thing. Whole nother conversation to have on another occasion. I'm going to be plopped in that pool with the Jets on, sitting back.
Ooh, we got a little Marlins action on TV now. Lizardo on the hill today.
Oh.
God, I'll miss.
So I can't wait. But I can't eat too early. That's why I've been pacing myself. See? Got an orange.
I gotta say, what's with the oranges lately, dude?
Man, hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. Is there anything more delicious than cold orange slices? Cold.
Yeah. I can think of a lot of things I'd rather have than cold orange slices. Like, not an undelicious thing, but like the most delicious?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Really? Yeah. As far as fruit goes?
Well, you didn't say that.
Fruit. I'd like to eat a cheeseburger, dumbass. Well, we ain't talking about that. I'm talking about in the fruit area.
Changing the game.
No, I'm not.
Changing the rules.
You know what? Go rub a mango on it.
That's just very rude. Very rude. Bam Adebayo. This is what he had to say.
So mean, like today. What is wrong? See, it's your fault, Vlad. Let me tell you why. Because you empowered him. You made him feel like what he had to say. Ooh, plus one, plus one, plus one.
Yeah, he just minus so he got minus one when he said ridiculousness.
You're lashing
Wait,
out, dude.
He does not listen to minus ones. All he does is add up the pluses. He don't have a plus minus. He only have a plus, right? He don't add the minuses. He say I scored 20 points. Not that the guy he was guarding him had 47. He don't add that.
He doesn't care about plus.
No,
minus.
No.
Big stat.
No.
Point for Toby.
You laughed too. What? You laughed. You laughed. Yeah.
I was laughing at him, not with him.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to laugh at my expense yesterday when you called me a harbinger of whatever.
Oh, man.
Are you a harbinger?
Harbinger of strife and misfortune.
Yep. Misfortune.
Oh, dude, we got to put that on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, sure to that.
Right, because that is beautiful. I don't even know who this guy is. It's the greatest piece of writing I've ever seen.
You want this guy to win the Pulitzer?
I just love this. Brendan Tobin, one of the show's hosts, has a good relationship with Bobrovsky and booked him as a guest. But the interview can be traced back as a harbinger of strife and misfortune. It led Bobrovsky to lose playing time to journeyman goalie Alex Lyon and caused fans of the midday radio program to speculate as to the legitimacy of considering Tobin to be a bona fide jinx.
That's where he missed. Wait, that's where he went wrong.
Pulitzer.
So he can't do jinx. He should have went mush.
No. This is no.
Take it up. So you want a retraction?
No.
I don't. I like jinx because jinx is it speaks to everyone. Mush would be just local, but jinx. This is for the national audience to read as well.
Yes.
How much of a mush you are,
dude?
Mush, dude. Just with Bobrovsky, allegedly.
Dude, what does it feel like?
It feels like it doesn't feel great because
the only other harbinger I've ever met was on a movie, and he was the harbinger of death.
Yeah, that's it. He was a bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, you've never said, like, you can't say, J-Fig, you're lovely, you're a harbinger. No.
Don't go.
So as you say harbinger, you're evil.
Harbinger is negative.
Negative connotation immediately.
Yep, absolutely.
Right, there's no happy harbingers. No.
Let's hear a little bit from Bam Adebayo going into this one. Amazing series from Caleb Martin. Bam says that he has a swagger about him right now.
Man, the swagger Caleb plays with. That's my biggest thing, because when he got here, he was truly quiet. Like, Caleb is one of those people, he's like, it's like a morning person that doesn't talk in the morning, but he was like that all day. So we'll be in practice, and he'll maybe say three words. And the only reason he'll say those three words to me is because I've known Caleb since we've been in high school. But now seeing him, you know, communicate, talk, really be himself on the court, express himself, I feel like that's the biggest – those are the biggest steps I've seen him make, and truly proud of him.
Now he puts his face or his hand in his face after hitting threes in front of Giannis and makes all of the Sully and Murphs go home sad.
Listen, Caleb had to do something. When you look at your team and you see the guy talking trash, talking more trash than you and Duncan Robinson, you got, no, I got to up my game.
No, I got
to
up the game.
I got to up my game.
Got to get after it.
Duncan Robinson?
Yep.
What about Caleb? The fact that, you know, playing this well, you know.
First of all,
looking guy.
He is dominating folks.
The number increase has gone up. Like the DMs, the sliding to the DMs.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yes.
That you got to keep him focused.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a 50-40.
You think his brother, while the games are going on, are getting residuals?
He got to.
Right?
It's good to be a twin sometimes.
He's got to.
His brothers get residuals.
Is that Caleb Martin?
That's his brother.
Yeah.
His brother. Ooh. Hey, can you introduce me to your brother? Say, are you Leroy? Are you Leroy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you introduce me to Tobin? Like, I'm like, no!
We need to have Bobrovsky have a talk with Caleb. He needs to say focused.
Hey.
Focused.
No.
Point
because
Tobin.
Here's the problem. Hmm? You can't facilitate no meet and greets that involve Bobrovsky.
Until
you
after.
Are not to talk to him. It's not ridiculous. It's
Paul
not ridiculous.
Paul Maurice
harbinger of strife and misfortune. No.
Leroy. I love that phrase.
That's a great phrase. By the way, did not Paul Maurice say he doesn't even talk to his own goalie?
Yes.
Well, that's by
if
his
the coach,
choice.
Wait. If the coach doesn't talk to Bobrovsky because he wants him to do
he
his thing.
He said it. Moeller said it.
Cannibal Lecter said it. If Cannibal Lecter said it, you don't go next to that man.
Yes. Yes.
They got to stop Jokic tonight. Here's Jimmy Butler on what they got to do against the Big Honey. Jimmy Buckets.
You call him Big Honey?
That's one of his nicknames, Big Honey.
You know, we will leave that game feeling we had enough.
That's not Jimmy Butler. That's
sorry,
Paul
that's
Maurice.
The wrong way.
It'd be funny if Paul Maurice did have some thoughts in the NBA Finals. You know, you got to go out there and make him uncomfortable and make tough shots. And, if he gets on the power play, you know, you try and zoom out. But here's Jimmy Butler.
Guarding him as a team with all five guys, you know, he does everything so well. And we're going to have to be in the gaps. We're going to have to gang rebound. You know, we can't have defensive lapses. And we're just going to have to get after it. I think at the end of the day, he's a major key, as DJ Khaled would say. And we're going to have to lock in.
Oh, wow. 305 shout out.
Getting a shout out.
That's what he needs, another shout out.
Another one.
Another one.
Ralph, what's going on, man? Hello, Ralph.
Leroy.
What?
You can't do it before the game.
Leroy.
Hang up. No, hang up. That's bad mojo.
I don't think that's the rules.
No. That's the rules.
Wait, don't hang
you
up.
Can't do it. That's only after a win. You can't do it before a game. You're going
to jinx
it. You
get to
make up your
man.
Own rules
listen
to our
to
thing.
Me. Yeah, you can. You can make up your own rules. We got this, Leroy. Listen, buddy, I got three words for you, Leroy. You want to hear the three words, Leroy?
I want to hear them.
Do you want to hear them? Do you want to hear the three words, Leroy?
Yeah, man, spit it out. You're not already jinxed the situation.
Heat and six, baby. Heat and six. Let's go.
You cannot do the winning game thing before the game is played. That's bad karma.
I don't think
we
so.
We all know that.
Nah.
No. Dude.
You're overthinking it.
No, I'm not.
What else do you do?
Can't,
what do
you wait, do? Wait. You cannot do Leroy before the game
what
is
else?
Played.
What else you believe in? Don't step on a crack?
No, I'm just saying.
Break a mirror.
No. Is that not accurate? If you've done something the whole playoffs after a win, you can't do it before a win?
Ralph's just getting us hyped.
Not hyped. No,
I'm hyped.
No, I'm upset.
No, you're upset.
I'm upset because no.
Leroy.
They must. No, you can't.
We're fine, dude.
Why is he calling you right now?
I don't know.
Well, we got to go to break so you can say hi. All right. Back after this. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560. As you can see on Leroy's RoboCam, he's about to enter. Hello, Leroy!
I had to slow down and make sure that it's following me.
Yeah. It's been on point today, that robot. Sometimes it was following me on the way over here. I was like, hey, man.
They don't know us apart? What are you doing?
I don't know. Heat, Nuggets, tonight. Game one, 8:30, 7 o'clock is your tip-off.
They're doing Mac Jones on offense on the new offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien. I feel like everybody's on the same page. He don't realize that page might be to get rid of him.
That page is you're a bum. I got to tell you, Bill, this guy, Mac Jones, sucks. Tell me about it, I know. He knows.
Listen. I mean, just think about it. To be honest with you, as long as Bill Belichick has been the head coach, he's never had questions about a quarterback and working until now. Because when he was in Cleveland, he had Bernie and Vinny,
mm-hmm.
right? And those were guys. And they worked like crazy. Then Drew Bledsoe. Then
obviously Tom.
Yeah, then Tom.
So yeah, it's right? First for everything.
Yep.
First time for everything. You know what? Good. He needs a little bit of a
everybody
humble pie.
Everybody needs a little headache in their life.
Everybody needs. Listen, even Popovich had to go through a stinker this year. He's got Wembanyama, so I mean, you know, I guess it paid off for old Popovich. Some guys get all the luck. Old Pop.
Doesn't he look like what's the dude's name from Kiefer Sutherland's dad?
Donald?
Yeah. With all that white hair.
Depends what he's got going on. He likes the wine. Old Popovich. He likes to drink the wine after the games.
Oh, he does.
He big loves time. The wine.
Fancy oh my wine, God, though. Does he? Fancy.
You think that Denver crowd will be into it tonight? You think they'll be too high?
They'll be high.
High as hell, right?
Oh, they'll be.
What are their celebs? Who are their celebs they got bringing? Because Denver.
Elway.
Who are they? Yeah, they're bringing out Elway.
Manny's coming.
Larry Walker.
They're probably going to bring Prime. They're going to try to get Prime to show
up. Yeah, Coach Prime. I saw that Jimmy was working out of Colorado last night.
Oh, him and Prime.
So who's definitely he rooting for, Coach
ooh,
Prime?
I know Prime looks like he's Prime, a Jimmy guy.
Yeah, he's going to root for Jimmy.
He's a Florida guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to root. He's not rooting for Joker. You've been there for 3 seconds.
Who else they got? They got nothing.
Who do they have? Like, who are the – like? Let me look it up. Celebrity.
They could get Shannon Sharpe now. He's going to have free time. They got nothing.
Celebrity fans and supporters of the Denver Nuggets.
No one.
Let's see. They got Von Miller. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count if you play sports in the town. We talk. What name a star from Denver?
John Denver.
He's dead.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, creators of South Park.
Oh, well, all right.
Okay. Big Nuggets fans.
Okay.
The list, this is literally all Broncos. It's Peyton Manning, John Elway, Von Miller. That's the list.
Yeah.
That's the list.
That's amazing. Any famous people?
Nathan
from
McKinnon from the Avalanche.
No.
Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh.
Dude, who else do they have?
Is that not crazy?
They got nothing.
Who's from Denver?
No one.
Wow.
Hmm. Huh. I have one list that claims Lindsey Vonn is a
That's because
Colorado?
She probably but here's no. Let me tell you why. Okay? That's kind of they pulling the Tobin here. She probably had surgery with Stedman in Aspen. Okay. And the rehab was probably there. So that's how she got caught up in Colorado, Denver sports.
I think if Mike McDaniel wanted to, he could be the biggest Denver Nuggets fan, but he has left them for the Miami Dolphins.
You would love for him Miami to be Heat. The biggest Denver Nuggets fan.
Me? No. I'm happy. Listen, I was proud of Mike McDaniel yesterday. It may be a political answer, but you want to know something? It's good to learn politics at a young age. So he's out here supporting Eric Spoelstra. Because, like, it'd be awkward if you were rooting against the Denver Nuggets. And, like, really? So, like, you're a new coach in town, and you're going to – because in a lot of ways, like, look, I know Pat Riley's the godfather, but Spo's the OG coach. He's top dog. Top dog in this town, right? If you're a new coach, you gotta bow to Spoelstra a little bit, right?
You just have to acknowledge. You don't have to bow down.
All right. So I looked up the celebrities in Denver.
Yep.
Judy Collins.
Who's that?
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
Naomi Grossman.
Huh?
Exactly. Isaac Slade. No.
That's crazy. They don't got anybody?
Adam McKay. I've heard the name.
Okay.
Okay. Brandi Ledford. You want to know who's the most famous person from Denver?
Who?
Kristen Cavallari. I think Jay Cutler's wife. She might have been from Denver.
Cavallari.
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
I'm sorry. Yes. You're right. You're right, Jay Fig. Yes.
What about Jay Cutler?
No, Jay Cutler.
Does he rock with Chicago?
Jay Cutler's from the West.
Ah, now famous celebrities that live in Denver. Now, the famous celebrities that live in Denver.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
He's famous.
Lindsey Vonn.
Okay.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Ringo Starr. Trey Parker and Nat Stone.
Ringo Starr. How old is Ringo Starr?
I don't
Ringo Starr's not going to a Nuggets game.
Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
But they have a place there. They don't live there.
They're not Nuggets fans.
They're going to be there.
I mean,
maybe
J. Cole,
they'll utilize it this time.
Caleb Martin said J. Cole's going to go to one of these games. He founded Caleb Martin for the Heat. So, but I figure everybody's going to want to go to the Miami games, right?
Oh, like, come on. You know, it's going to be crazy out there.
I mean, how much could one love weed in altitude?
I mean, you could have love weed and cocaine out here.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What? He's right. Weed and
altitude. I mean, those are the attractions.
He's not
snow,
lying.
Really?
Weed. That's what you like. What else are you going to Colorado for?
Family.
Family?
I got family in.
Minus.
Oh,
one.
You have family in Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, but like I'm saying as a tourist.
My godparents lived in.
The sand dunes.
There's no sand dunes in Denver.
Well, actually, I don't know. My friend.
No.
No, because my friend lives in Aurora, so.
Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah. I don't know where everything is there.
No,
sorry.
You go. There's no sand dunes in Denver. You go, oh.
Are they going to throw up the Jokic brothers? Be like, on courtside, the Jokic brothers. And they'll be there with their two tight Ed Hardy t-shirts.
You better clap.
I'm not clapping.
You want problems. That's what you want.
Oh, look, it's Miami Heat. Remember us, buddy? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're the guys who did nothing but tweet.
You know what, Toby?
You ready for this? This random ass stat is averaging 5.1 poops per second.
Didn't he write that like 2 hours ago?
Well, he's just catching up.
No, it's 1 o'clock.
What?
That's
one. So you're reading a comment from 1 o'clock? Yeah, that's 45 minutes
I'm
ago.
Scrolling down.
You're trying to catch up? I think you're trying to tune me out for the rest of the day, and I don't appreciate it.
I tried tuning you out after.
I don't understand why, though, dude. We're like, we're a tandem. I know we're samesies on the NBA Finals. We agree with each other.
Why? Let me ask you a question then.
Yeah.
Why do you go out of your way to aggravate the hell out of me?
I don't. We're just on a different page when it comes to Dalvin Cook. I'm not saying you don't make good points. I just disagree with them.
Because you don't care. You just want the name.
That's right.
Even if it makes no sense.
Doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
Just trying to have some fun, baby.
Somebody went deep.
Who went deep? Segura?
No, I think it's Sackfly.
Oh, Sackfly. Yeah.
All right. So Fish.
Well, no, it can't be. He tried it like it was a...
Ground rule double?
No. Wendell tied. It wasn't Wendell who was hitting.
All right. 1-0 Fish. Top, bottom of the third.
And one out. Yep.
This baseball flies now, dude. It's almost third inning. It's almost over. Crazy. All right. Good for them. Get 2 out of 3 from the Padres. Keep it rolling for the Fish.
Which is crazy. 2 out of 3 from the Padres. They got the most expensive team other than New York and the Dodgers.
Mullins aren't shook by anybody. That's not the Braves or the Mets. That's how it's been this year so far, man.
But that's what sucks. It's your own damn division.
Yeah, they got some time. They got some time to get things going. That's all. Don't worry about it. We'll get Sandy right. Then they won't know what hit him.
Boy, they are really hard on the Celtics.
Dude, why are you paying attention to their show? Huh? Why are you paying attention to that bum show?
We got predictions for tonight. What's going on in game one? We're talking about the Celtics.
You already have played top 5 defense against me all day.
No, that's not true.
Really?
You're not even looking at me. Like, how's that for defense? What are you doing, prevent?
Yeah. 2 deep coverage, shell. My linebackers are playing deep.
Yeah. But why?
Well, you know, because it's you.
But I don't understand. Like, you can't just ignore me the rest of the show.
Hold on, let me ask you. Sure, I can. 3 minutes. Hey, let me ask you a question. At no point in time do you go out of your way to make sure you get me. And then when you get me, you fist pump.
Never.
Tobin.
No, we have a partnership here, dude. I'm not trying to aggravate you out of
that. We can have a partnership. It still don't mean that sometimes periodically I want to beat the brakes off of you. Don't change.
We're just trying to
have
some fun, baby.
Just want to have fun. Yeah. You think fun is the big name.
Why are you packing up?
I'm just putting my we got any more news briefs or?
Yeah, the news brief is the Heat are kicking the Nuggets' ass tonight. That's the news brief.
Okay.
You got them winning game one.
Hell yeah.
You, Leroy?
I'll take the Heat game one because that's, you know.
That's what they do.
Right.
You know what they do?
As well?
But here's the deal.
They come and hit them right here's in the snot box.
I think the level that you have to go with this is going to have to exceed anything you've done in previous rounds. And not because it's the finals, but because I think – if you shut certain guys on this team down, it goes a long way, right? And I think there's a couple of guys who are only good if the team is doing well. And so I want the Heat to take advantage of that, take advantage of the fact that you come out and play hard and kind of set the tone while not allowing all their others to get too comfortable. You ain't going to stop Jokic.
We'll see. You're probably not going to really
stop Jamal Murray.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
What do you think Jokic has?
Tonight?
Yeah.
will they be rusty?
Good question. I say no. I think they'll probably argue that after they lose. Oh, we were rusty. You know, that's excuses are just the banter of the week.
So, no. Answer a question.
What is he going to have tonight? Yeah. I give him 24-12-6.
Wait, excuses is the banter of the what?
The week.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna let you go with that because the show just ended.
Yeah.
But nobody makes excuses for his teams like you.
What do you mean? Well, what excuses have I made? How many excuses have I had to have? I mean, they're in the finals.
I mean, Scott Foster was an excuse.
When?
You do preemptive strikes.
We're 2-1.
So you were here we go. You see what the league is trying to do?
They put
Scott Foster in.
Didn't mention clock. Didn't mention Scott Foster.
Because the team was up 20.
Doesn't matter.
That's why.
Still won.
Oh my goodness.
Still won.
This guy. Hey. Never mind. This guy's good, man. He's good. He's really good. He's good.
I'm a harbinger of wiggle room.
Misfortune and Goosies.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Heat.
Leroy. I know it is. Before I get to my point quickly, this is the new remix on Leroy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Leroy. It's like a truck backing up after it was going to go on its course.
You know what? Mark that. I like that.
Oh, he's still backing up.
Yeah, he's back up. He's on the bus with us.
I like it. And Stephen A. Smith said he was going to lead off his show yesterday discussing this. And to which I would say, I hear Stephen A. Smith's opinions on a lot of things. I do.
I don't want to hear his opinion on breast milk.
I'm rats off the ship on hearing Stephen A.
Breast milk.
Talking I want to know what he has to say.
I mean, just the way he would enunciate lactation.
All the things going on the world, and this man is asking questions about lactation.
Now,
the unmitigated gall of this man to have this conversation on social media.
See, this is why I would want to see.
No wonder he wasn't focused on stopping Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
There's calcium.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.